God morning to you. Hold it. An honest confession from most of us, saved or unsaved, might be that our lives seem to move along rather smoothly for a time, and then a storm of crisis hits. There seems to be no surefire way to predict just when a life storm will come, or how long a life storm will last. But be assured, they do come, and they do pass. A friend of mine not in Christ once looked at my life and the troubles before me and bluntly asked, "What good does it do you to be a Christian if you're always in the lion's den?" Being normally somewhat slow of thought, I was surprised and pleased that the Holy Spirit gave me an answer at that instant. "I know a lion tamer," I calmly replied. Being in the habit as I am of waiting up to a week to think of what I should have said, I confess I was smiling smugly when he walked away speechless. After he left, I had to admit that my seeing world was troubled at that moment. Yet I really was calm in the unseen. When I first accepted Christ into my heart, I naively believed that all of my trials were forever over. I learned quickly that even at my best, that would not be the case. However, I also grew to understand that in this world, even a believer will have tribulations. I have found a good indicator of my spiritual growth to be my response to whatever comes my way. We may be powerless to keep some trying times from overtaking us, but we always have a choice as to how we respond. The writer of Hebrews says to cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. That's Hebrews 11, verses 35 and 36. That passage of Scripture tells me one thing. When trials come, hold on to my faith in God. Before accepting Christ, I took pride in the fact that I would always follow the most logical course of action when troubles arose in my life. Unfortunately, even after accepting Christ, that logical approach was still all that I knew, and therefore all that I did. I had to learn that for a believer in Christ, the only logical choice is always the Holy Spirit-directed choice. And after making that choice, hold it. Until I learned to hold it, I was too quick to cast away the best help I had in any situation, the Word of God. No matter how threatening our situation may appear, if God has given us a command or a promise through His Word, hold it. Some may remember the cartoon elephant Horton and the bird Daisy. Daisy tricked Horton to sitting on her egg so she could run off and have fun. It was only supposed to be for a short while, but in cartoon fashion, Horton seemed to sit there for months. Storms came and seasons changed, and Horton sat and sat. I still remember his words. "I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%. Horton had staying power. That huge elephant sitting in a tree on a tiny egg was a sight for ridicule. Many animals came and taunted and teased, but Horton could hold it. And when the egg finally hatched, it had been changed by the faithfulness of Horton to a baby elephant that could fly. Recompense of great reward. Yes, I suppose I have been in the lion's den a time or two, saints. But the word of God for those that will hold it is a lion tamer."